B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got a couple of minutes here. We'll grab some of your calls while we have that time, or we won't.
How's the intern doing, Tom?
We're doing great today.
Brian, having a good day?
Yeah, we're doing awesome. Boy.
He learning more and more about the towns around here?
Yeah. He's down to like one mistake.
Where's Tufton at?
I sent him a map.
Tufton. T-O-U-G-H-T-O-N. Tufton. Tufton, Mass. That's where the tough guys live. Hey, you want some tough skirt steak? Go down to Tufton and get it.
Okay. Brandon in Boston. Hey, Brandon.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So if I can get to
up,
a little bit of... Hey, how you doing? So I got the Patriots. Now, I want to know how you feel about this. I have the Patriots going 11-5. I'm going to give you these teams, see how you feel about it.
Go ahead.
I have Texas. All right, so I have Texas, I have the Eagles, I have the Jets, and I have the Cowboys, and I have the Chiefs. And if I can just say one thing about Antonio Brown, it's very distasteful that the Patriots would pick him up, knowing that he threw two big organizations under the bus and teammates. So you figure, you know, everybody was against AB joining the Pats. Now that he's wearing the jersey,
except one guy. Yeah, I
now
am.
Now people are supporting him. So I think this is what AB could do. AB can sell tickets on this. You're going to get a kick out of this. A whiff of AB's ass.
Okay. Some stupid joke you're about to tell.
Why is that the Patriots' problem, him blowing up two organizations?
I don't get why it's distasteful on their part.
Disgusting or distasteful. That's not their problem.
Someone was going to sign him.
You know what he
was
going to
sign somewhere.
They're picking up damaged goods. They're going to try and make the best of it. They're driving down that road, and they see that table over there. That's a nice table. Why is people getting rid of that? That's not trash. We'll take that and make that a nice table, and we'll put a nice light around that table. It'll be our table. Paint it up, sand it, put a nice coat of polyurethane on there. It's a nice-looking table.
Yeah, except...
They got themselves a Ferrari to reduce price, period. They did. This kid's good. You know what I mean? He can run all the routes. He can return. He is explosive. You're not just bringing in a stick mover. You're bringing in a freaking explosive player.
Andrew in West Roxbury. Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
So first off, Colin Coward definitely knows way too much about dating apps. Wouldn't be surprised if this guy's got a little arthritis in the thumb from swiping too much. Second off, why does anyone care that we got Antonio Brown? Like, my question for you guys, what is the worst thing that can happen from this acquisition? Like, yeah, we lost a little money on it, but the money was just sitting there. Like, really, what is the worst thing that can happen? Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, the worst thing that can happen is the money's now gone. You can't use it elsewhere. You can't use it on another player. You can't use it on Rob Gronkowski.
Right, takes Gronk off the table.
You can't use it on or any other player in the league that you could have potentially acquired. You can't use it on anybody. It's finite in the course of the season. It's not about next year. It's about this particular season. You'd have to do some more restructuring, which I'm telling you, even as someone who generally believes you can always work your way around the cap, it's getting more difficult. They've done a lot of reworks here. The guys you're going to have to choose to now start reworking are guys you really don't want to do it for. So that's number one. There is risk here. You will have blown $10-plus million, and you will have, if it goes badly, it means you brought someone in who disrupted what you do on a day-to-day basis. It means you've disrupted your environment, your working environment, your culture, everything that is good about the team that we all talk about all the time and preach about and say, this is why the Patriots are different from everybody else, because they don't have any of the bull crap. They have the guys who are focused. They have the guys that are working harder than everybody else. They have the guys that value practice time and meeting time and attention to detail. They do all the little things. So you can't, on one hand, spend all these years bragging about all those things that this team does right and then have that entire system get disrupted by somebody and then say, oh, there's no risk. Well, then, clearly there was a risk.
Of course there's a risk.
If something like that or someone like that gets in the way of that happening every single day as much as you want it to. So that's one of the risks, although it may be minor. Doesn't mean it's going to derail your season, but even if it's temporary, even if it leads to one bad week and a loss you shouldn't have had on the field, then that's not a price worth paying. So that's a potential fallout, to me, at least. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think there is risk. I just think that to say there's no risk, I think, is foolish. Well, there's no risk involved. Sure there is. There's risk.
I mean, what are you so
disrupting everything you've got going here? There's risk in losing the money. There's risk in not being able to go out and add more to that position, which you clearly think is a huge position of need that you needed to go out and get this guy. And you've been trying to get him since March. You thought it was such a need that you offered up the first round pick that you used on N'Keal Harry to try and get Antonio Brown.
That is so disgusting. That's doubly disgusting now.
You're mocking me now.
No, I'm just mocking the people that are so horrified of you picking up a person or acquiring a person that didn't work somewhere else. And I know he's a malcontent there. But we've seen other people come in here and you change.
I'm so thankful that you did not waste that first-round pick on getting him here.
You also beat the Chiefs.
Like, I know N'Keal Harry's playing. I know he's not playing right now, and I know he's not going to play for a while.
Nor's Demaryius Thomas.
But imagine if they had also spent a first-round pick on getting him here.
Yeah.
Well, at least N'Keal Harry, there's a future there, I think.
Yeah, the kid should be pretty good. He should be pretty good. Now, you also beat the Chiefs in acquiring this guy, right? That's part of the end game here, too, not just making yourself better. You keep – why do you think Bill sends certain players to certain divisions or certain conferences so you don't have to play them?
Do we have any evidence that the Chiefs were in on him?
No. None.
Okay. Just check. That
was my Seattle first and Philly thought. Are the two teams.
Feels like a false narrative.
That was my first thought when he was going to get cut. Please don't let the Chiefs get him. Please don't let the Chiefs get him. Because I look at them as really your only competition.
Sammy Watkins, who I don't think that highly of. I think he's good. I think he's fine. Sammy Watkins had nearly 200 yards receiving on Sunday in the absence of Tyreek Hill going down with his collarbone issue. So I think the Chiefs are going to be okay. I think we'll be seeing the Chiefs again down the road in the playoffs.
Hopefully here.
I think that's a meeting that is, I think we've got a rematch on our hands in January. That's just how I feel about where this season's going. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more Tom Brady with Jim Gray, the things we didn't hear from earlier. We'll get to
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. It's a pleasure to be joined for the 9th straight year by Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. Tommy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Jim. Great talking to you. I'm so happy football is back.
And back in a big way. You won 33-3. We'll get right to it. Tom's going to be with us every Monday night throughout the season. He's brought to you exclusively by Macy's. Get ready for a new season with great fall updates from Macy's. Check out the latest trends from their It List, plus all the new head-to-toe active gear, perfect for game days and work days. Find everything you need right now only at Macy's.
See me.
Welcome back. Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette. Man, they Macy's does really well on that broadcast, man.
Yeah. Like, what kind of activewear head-to-toe would you sort of like, hey, I'm going into Macy's. I'm here for the active head-to-toe wear, please.
I can't tell you the last time I went into a Macy's.
Tip the bottom? Tip the top?
I can't tell you the last time I went into, you know, the last time I went into a mall, I went into the Apple store.
You know what I like going into Macy's for? Pocket squares and cologne and underwear and socks, occasional socks. The good socks where you really want to save it. Get a good deal. It's like TJ Maxx or Home Goods.
The good socks?
I'm just getting packs of socks. Like you go through, I get the socks like crazy.
You still Home Goods, Zoe, or are you Home Sense?
Love Home Goods.
I'm flipping over to Home Sense.
What's Home Sense?
I think it's owned by the same company.
Same
it's just
company,
a little,
right?
Something new.
A little higher end, a little nicer, a little less
really?
Clutter. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to seek that out.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up befriending the person here at the local one in Plainville, and they told me that the new stuff comes in late Monday night, so Tuesdays is the day to go check
at
out
Home Goods.
Yes.
Who would have Zoe pegged as the guy that is in Home Goods so often that he has befriended the person there and knows their stock day to know when to get in there and get all the good finds?
It's important, though, because
he's like a picker.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a specific item and they don't have it, you want to know when the new stuff is coming in. It's important.
Like those little tacked in chairs, you know, where they get the tacks all the way around the seam. Like, they'll have one or two. And I'm like, can you ever get four?
What's that commercial I always say? The woman there, the Frugal Fannies woman on TV.
Oh.
They're always closed one day for restocking.
Yeah. Yes. Right there in Westwood.
Her commercial's on during the news every night. And we're closed on whatever. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Fanny.
And we're always closed for restocking. I'm like, what's your store? They sell like women's clothing, right?
Dresses, yeah. Like
okay.
A lot of women's
like,
wear dresses.
Do you run out of all your clothes during the week? Like,
I don't know.
They need like a day off to restock?
They got a cross-dresser? I don't know. I don't go in there.
But it makes me laugh every time. I'm like, oh, they got to close the store and restock.
Everybody's got a restock.
It reminds
day.
Me of that, like the restock day. You know when
yeah,
that day
like,
is.
The guy's like, psst, hey, come back on Tuesday.
Come back.
Monday, we load up.
We're going to have trucks. We're going to have some amazing throw pillows coming in on Tuesday.
No, but we like that. We like those like wooden signs and stuff you can hang in your kitchens. And
how many of those can you buy?
Oh, dude, at Christmas I do
like
all
one,
like Noel, and it lights up, man. It is freaking sweet.
Now we know what we're getting.
Classy
yeah.
Wooden signs.
Those are classy.
Classy. Noel.
The light up ones.
Definitely. The light up ones.
Yeah.
The ones with a nice double A battery.
You see those when they're staging homes for a sale a lot. They'll do a lot of the light up signs in the kitchen and dining areas.
Yep. You get the like. You get the nice
Chip and Joanna would love you, man.
Oh, God, yeah. Jars with the, you put your pastas in and they get the big sign at Taliana right up top of it. Right
the
there.
Magnolia collection over there?
Oh, yeah.
The Magnolia collection, yes.
Oh, don't do that.
I love those barn doors.
Any we're sign that plugs in, though. Rethink that purchase. Don't do it.
So he's got these amazing bookcases in his house that have fake books on them.
You rang, touch it, it opens up.
And one, isn't that from the Birdcage, though? When they come in and they're looking at all the books on the shelves. Oh, what a wonderful old collection of books. Nancy Drew in the Case of the Missing Clock. Oh.
It's 40 copies of, what is it, If These Walls Could Talk?
Oh, yeah.
With Jeff Howe and Scott Zolak.
What do you need bookcases now? Let's think of that.
What's that?
Bookcase, Legos. You need Legos?
Need would be a strong way
but
to
you
describe
know, the
that.
Person, the human doesn't want the Legos. The kids want the Legos.
The human?
I have, well, like a person, like hey, give me Legos. No. You don't want them all over your house.
The human.
I'm trying to get rid of Legos. I have trunks of Legos.
Trunks.
Thousands and thousands of dollars of Legos. Should probably put on eBay. Whoa.
Are they... What is going on? The roof is going to fall. Do we want to hear more Jim Gray?
Sure.
Can you give me something that will make us laugh, Artie?
Come on, Artie.
You want it right now?
Yeah, give it us right now.
Oh, all right. I thought we were going to maybe step aside here for a second. If you want it right now.
We can do that, too.
I mean, it's 1:31.
You want to get to the headlines? Get to the headlines.
I think we should.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Fine, get us headlines.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
People are trying to claim my Legos from you.
People want the Legos.
They're trying to claim them. I mean...
Yeah, nice one here. Hello, I am the human. I will take the Legos, though.
No. What's going to happen is my wife is going to call you this afternoon and say...
She doesn't want this many Legos.
Sure she does.
Really?
Sure she does.
Do you know what Legos are?
That's exactly what she's going to say.
I literally
and she will call you.
Toy box.
This has happened.
A toy trunk.
Yeah, no, this
box.
Will happen. You know how this works.
Your kids are going to go nuts. Yeah. They're going to be all over your house.
Yep. And then tomorrow I'll be bringing them home. We'll be loading up the trunk.
Then you guys can call Beetle for the Legos.
Yep. Then when I'm done with them, then we'll give them away.
Did you guys do this with big train set already?
Yep, it already happened with the train set.
How's that working out?
The base sort of fell apart, but we still have the tracks.
Nice.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know what I thought I might rekindle this festive season coming up?
Dumpster?
Nope. No. Might go back to the Lionel train, a little village
around
under the tree.
Oh, there you go.
It goes around the tree.
With the snow.
Yeah.
And
next year, Noel sign.
Skating rink.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the, you know what I love is the ski one where they have the little gondolas that tether up to the... To the end of it.
Nothing says Christmas like a gondola.
Sure doesn't.
Hardy, let's get to this Jim Gray answer with Tom Brady. Jim Gray, question and answer. TB12.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, looking back at last night's game, your brand new center filling in for Andrews, Ted Karras, it looked as though Justin Thomas was hitting a 60-degree lob wedge back to you on some of those snaps, giving those rushers an awful lot of time. Oh, does he need to work maybe a bit more like a Christian Yelich line drive? Or what's going on here?
What?
You, say Phil Mickelson.
Oh, I thought. Wait, say I just Phil, thought there was a long, awkward pause when you stopped the tape.
But I don't know how. What from somewhere to Christian Yelich. I mean, I understand.
He's saying that the snaps are like a big lob instead of a line drive.
I had a choke down three or something.
Maz had the best metaphor for the snaps the other night when he called them Ephus pitches. I thought that was a good description of what those.
Did
snaps
you hear
like.
Greg Bedard at all talk about this? That he went to Ted Karras after the game.
No.
And was like, hey, I have to ask you about your snaps. You're long, you know, on the shotgun. And he was like, oh, you're going to make me self-conscious. Why? What's wrong with them? And Greg was like, oh.
Watch the tape.
He's like, did Brady say anything to you about them? And he's like, no, not at all. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, he will.
All right.
Not yet. He's still in the shower.
And Craig was like, okay, then. He's like, will Brady say things to you? And he's like, yeah. He's like, if he thinks something's wrong, like, yeah, I'm sure he'll say something.
I was going nuts.
He's like, oh, okay, all right.
This wasn't some insider thing that you have to watch film to notice. Like,
Everyone. And it was right away. It was right out of the gate.
Because I could even tell, like, Tom's body language. Like, he knows the read already. I know where he wants to go with the ball. And almost like he had to shorten up his step catching it. And keep his feet set while he reaches out to grab it to hurry up, pull back in, and throw it.
So what does he say? So what does Tom say to him?
Yeah, he's, you know, I love that guy. Ted is filled in. He, you know, we had some tough circumstances with Ted. He's been, you know, a backup center guard, and David Andrews has been put on IR for medical reasons, which is a really tough loss because of not only the kind of player he is, but the kind of person he is. Hopefully he makes a full recovery. And in the meantime, Ted got the opportunity to play center. And I love being in there with him.
He is a tough, hard-nosed kid. He went to University of Illinois. Mm. Has been waiting for this opportunity.
Calling games?
And
yeah. What's he now, play-by-play guy?
What about the awful snaps?
No kidding. Boy, can he take it around. You know, hey, you know, Andrew's even a better person than he is a player, and it's a shame. And he's politely saying they were bad.
He's going to make the most of it. I know some people are making a big deal about it.
And you guys get on me for saying this interview is ridiculous and the answers are ridiculous.
Hold on a second. This is it. He's getting
Come
to
on.
It. He's
Land
getting
it.
To it. Come
he's
on.
He's going to make the most of it. I know some people are making a big deal of that. It didn't bother me much. I don't think it'll ever be a problem going forward.
Oh, no? That's never going to be a problem. It takes 6 minutes to get the ball to you. It slowed things down.
Well, there's a big difference between it didn't bother me and...
Didn't bother me much.
Didn't bother much. Me much. Oh.
Didn't bother me much.
Okay. All right.
Bothered me a little bit. Not much.
I don't think it'll ever be a problem going forward.
You're not going to bring him a 5-iron tomorrow?
Okay.
And I'm going to teach him how to snap it like a low stinger. Tom, remember that stinger shot you showed me, Tom? We were playing with Stedman, Tom?
Hey, don't be taking cheap shots at my center.
It's not a cheap shot. It's a legitimate concern. I'm trying to save you from getting smacked.
This interview.
I'm trying to save you from getting smacked. Maybe you guys can show you. We can play a little slap and tickle. And maybe I can show you what it might end up being.
It's funny how you look at that as criticism. I would look at that as wow, that guy's looking out for me.
He is. Well, I appreciate it then. Thank you.
All right, Tommy.
Oh, God.
I'm so uncomfortable during this interview.
All right, Tommy.
All right, Tommy.
We're just going to stay on the line.
Boy, he's an insider.
With each other here for a minute and do a little heavy breathing if you don't mind.
Call him Tommy.
I mean, the all right,
insider.
The all right,
oh,
Tommy.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's just the.
All right, Tommy.
But just listen. Yeah, Tommy. Just all right.
All right.
All right.
Oh. Hey, all remember right. You see that movie Madagascar? Remember that fat hippo? Hey,
I don't remember. I never saw Madagascar.
Tommy,
can you hear me? Can you feel me?
Slap it around.
Tommy.
Can you feel me?
Oh, man.
Tommy.
T-Bone, picking up on this, put together all the Toms and Tommies for us.
Let's hear it.
Tom, Tommy, Tom, 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 Tom. All right, Tommy.
Oh, that was creepy.
All right, the entire Tommy. Interview. There we go.
Tom, Tommy, Tom, 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 Tom. All right, Tommy.
It's so slow and creepy.
All right, Tommy. Now I gotta bring him a 5-iron.
Like the show is. Yeah, to grip my fire.
Jim Gray. Tom Brady, Westwood 1 for Monday Night Football every week this year.
That's a treat.
Week number one is in the...
No 5-iron? Well...
All right, Tommy.
Forget I mentioned it.
I'll put mine away.
Put your 5-iron in my bag.
You're not going to bring him a 5-iron tomorrow?
Oh.
I'll bring you some.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Hardy should have him on a golf show.
All right, Tommy.
Boy, he's down a sexy
voice. Something else, boy. That is something else.
Oh,
I think.
All right, so.
Okay.
That's it.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. Stay tuned for that.
Wow. Tom, Tommy, Tom, 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 Tom. All right, Tommy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We
need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Takeaways are brought to you by Wake Lady Weight Loss. Six locations, the newest at Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Wake180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get to the takeaways. Excuse me.
Take it away.
I used a bad, unfortunate pun today that we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
It's related to David Ortiz, but you wanted to mention this tweet from Dan Roach.
Yes.
That he had a couple of minutes ago.
This is ridiculous.
He said, I, too, was appalled and disappointed that the Red Sox ownership let Alex Cora be their spokesperson on the Dombrowski firing. Wasn't right. Even if someone sat down and made a statement on why it happened and took no questions, it would have been fine. Bad optics. He said, also, do you really think Ortiz would say okay if the Red Sox had called him Monday morning and said, come out and throw the first pitch tonight? No chance. This game, the finale of the 2019 series against the Yankees, day after the Pats opener, was chosen months ago. Thought the place would be electric. I'm sorry?
I didn't say that. I call bullcrap. Place would be electric? What place would be electric? You know how you get the place electric? You advertise it's David Ortiz's return night.
He said, this was a night that David, his family, friends, nurses, and doctors had circled months ago on the calendar to help him get through the struggles of rehab. And so my next question would have been, why not announce it?
With the sponsors? Go ahead.
There's a built-in answer for that, too. Didn't want to let the public know for security reasons.
Oh, you've been shot. Maybe that's part of it. You look at things differently now. Hey, look at the local elevated threats here over the weekend. You know, two local people, one in Providence, arrested. FBI got him right away, man. One's a Giants fan. You don't take any threat lightly anymore. There was elevated threat risk here over the weekend. Not a lot of people knew about it.
Months ago.
Yeah, I don't believe that, Hardy, because
a Monday night game. Circled on the calendar months ago.
Months ago.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
No.
None of it.
How about a Friday or a Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday. Hey, why not Saturday night against the Yankees, right? That should have been electric. More of an electric crowd than Monday. That makes no sense. And this guy, as beloved as he is, it's David Ortiz night or day. You could bring in extra security. You want to lock down the outside of that perimeter? You could do it if you want. Patriots did it the other night.
I thought the trip to France was getting them through the struggles of rehab.
No, well, that helped.
When was that planned? Six months ago?
Just kidding. I have no idea.
No, medicinal purposes and all that.
But here's the unfortunate pun that I used, which was just a slip up. I didn't mean, and then I thought, oh, that's a bad pun. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
and then you know what made it bad was you guys doubling down on it.
Hey, we can't shoot from
the
hip.
And doing it with... Here, just have
it. Oh, shoot. Come on.
What the hell's with the timing of that?
They shoved it in.
Oh, everyone's pissed at us.
They're panic.
Everyone thinks that we're trying to...
Oh, we need more Red Sox love.
News.
Right.
Oh, let's throw David Ortiz out there in the line of fire. That's a bad pun. Bad pun. Whoa. Let's not use that pun. So he just took his headset off. He's so mad at me.
That is so something I do.
That's a bad pun.
But even worse than
they didn't
want
to put him out to the firing squad either. So.
Just double down.
What go, Louth?
Doubling down. That's brutal, Louth.
Hardy had something. Hardy,
I mean, mine was
say?
A genuine mistake.
Firing squad.
Hardy's a shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark, but that was a mistake.
Put him out here to take the bullets. What? No, that's not what we're trying to say. It's bad. Bad analogy.
You people are
unbelievable. Leave the analogies to coward. All right. What else did we have? We got a couple other things here.
Our caller from Connecticut.
Jim was legendary today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Connecticut. He's been hanging on. Jim, thanks for waiting. What do you got for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get back to the Patriots. I think baseball season's over.
But is what in the world have they done? Is Jack Kraft, what he did in Florida, if he did it, was fine. This is a serious crime. You know, I got...
Wait, what is? What are you talking about? Jim, we're not following you. What's a serious crime? We're lost.
What?
What's a serious crime?
Hiring Brown, is he and Belichick should be taken out behind a barn. You know, is Brady thinks he's unique? This guy is unique, all right? He gives new meaning to that word.
Hey, Jim.
What?
You know how you catch a unique rabbit?
What?
Do you know how to catch a unique rabbit?
I've got no idea.
Unique up on it.
Okay, anyway, I just...
He can call any day he wants.
Love that guy.
What?
What?
It's like an old uncle or something. Grandpa. Huh?
What do you mean?
The kids are here. What are they making so much noise for? The Belichick you're taking out to the barn?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man. All right. Anything else?
No.
Time for anything?
Guys, so if we have time to play the Ben Watson, it's up to you. About the number 84.
I don't know if we do. Do we have time for that quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perhaps when that might be.
You have a beautiful singing voice. Would the two of you ever get together?
Yeah. We did a song, actually, that she came up with called A Whole Lot of Lovin'.
What is this?
And me and Ashley are finishing up now. But
what is this?
So hopefully she sings it with us. But, yeah, it's a good song.
Would that be...
Somebody's watching The View.
Someone mislabeled the cut.
Somebody's watching The View.
Somebody mislabeled the cut.
No, that was YouTube. Something rolling on YouTube in the background, and I had asked Tom to turn me up, and I thought he was playing something. All I wanted to play...
What a train wreck.
...was this.
All right, Tommy.
That's all I wanted.
Ben Watson. He said Robert Kraft owns number 84. He doesn't own it. It's not up to him. That's what he said.
You're not going to bring the five iron tomorrow.
Instead, someone's in there watching daytime television.
All right, Tommy.
The Herb Hazard next.
What a Herb.
What the hell?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What makes you confident that Antonio Brown won't be as disruptive here as he was with Oakland or Pittsburgh? And was it difficult for you to reconcile what he was coming off last week in Oakland with bringing him aboard?
Well, I wasn't in either one of those places, so I really can't comment on what did or didn't happen there.
Well, it's pretty well documented in both places that he was pretty disruptive. What makes you confident that he won't be that way here?
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we brought him in. So,
me?
Collectively.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.